Okay, we're back. Our second hour, our last hour of the week. Boy, this week has flew by. Great guests and great listeners. I want to thank you all for tuning in to RBN. You can also listen on 12.180, and that's on the shortwave network, and also on satellite. And you can go to RBN's website, www.republicbroadcasting.org. That's what it's called now. It's no longer rbnlive.com. I kind of like republicbroadcasting.org. So go to that website, and you can find a lot of interesting stories, and you can get all your hosts, the schedules, who they are, right on that website. Also, the archives are being uploaded right now, and that's why when you click to the archive page of republicbroadcasting.org, you will see a note that says we're uploading, and they should be up in the next couple days. And that is my dogs saying they want those archives up. They will be up. Princess and Moose, don't worry. Every time I say that, they love listening to. So I put them to sleep at night. I put my show on for them, and they fall asleep. But anyway, that's Princess and Moose in the background. Live radio is fun, isn't it? But anyway, that's going to be up shortly. In the meantime, you can go to my website at www.arcticbeacon.com and go to a little box there. It says Important Notice, Audio Archives here. And you can get all the audio archives from January 20th, the 20th on 2007 till the present, only a couple hours after the show, as well as the other broadcasters on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In this two or three minutes here before I get to my next guest, Bob Dumas, who is going to talk about the POW issue, which is a hidden issue in our country. There's so many scandals and so many things to talk about that a lot of times this story takes a back seat. But it should be in the front seat of every car, should be on the tip of everybody's tongue. And I'm going to try to tie together my first guest, and Bob Dumas will be on in this hour. Daryl Everhart, 20 years in the military, was on the last hour trying to tell you Americans that you must pinpoint the enemy. He was an intelligence officer for over 20 years. He studied this issue and has now pinpointed the enemy, according to Daryl and many other researchers. We're talking about the Vatican, the Jesuits, and the Knights of Malta cabal that really controls the Council on Foreign Relations, our government, and the governments of all around the world. One of their main tasks and goals is to orchestrate war. Now, they've done this over the years. We've had guests on that have talked about how World War I was orchestrated, World War II, the Cold War, the Korean War, and on and on and on. And now, then the war in Iraq, and so on and so forth. So one of the interesting points is that they need fighting men. They need to basically lie to their fighting men and tell them that they're fighting for freedom. Now, many good soldiers have given their lives and have died honorably for dishonorable people. But what remains is many prisoners of war overseas who still are alive. Now, if you think they care about you and you want to send your child on to this Iraqi war, you just listen to Bob Dumas talk about how he's been looking for his brother for 50 years. He knows his brother was alive when the government said he was dead. He has tried every way possible, every outlet, the mainstream media. Dan Rather, that scumbag, wouldn't even talk to him. Now, I'll tell you why he won't, because he's one of them. And I'll tell you what, he puts on a good liberal front. But when it comes to real issues, they just run to the hills. And Bob's going to tell you all about that. He's also going to tell you how Senator McCain and Senator Kerry should not be giving speeches and going to football games as heroes, but should be tried for treason for what they've done, not only in other issues that we've talked about, but this POW issue. They're lying to people, and they are doing it for a reason. We'll be back with Bob Dumas and talk about his 50-year quest to get to the truth about his brother back after this message.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Time this week. We only have about an hour left this week, finishing up another week of the Investigative Journal. We'll be back, of course, Monday, same time, same place, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, 11 to 1. You can get it on the internet at republicbroadcasting.org, shortwave 12.180, and also satellite all over the world. So we're going to get to Bob Dumas. Bob, this issue to me is very important. It's an issue that I think can help many Americans make a decision about their children. These I call them war criminals, are asking now, again, for the lives of our youth in an illegal war, when, in fact, they don't even care about the people they send over there. And that's illustrated by how they lie to you about your brother who was a POW alive when they said he was dead, and lied about thousands of Americans, including starting with that traitor Dwight D. Eisenhower, in the Second World War. Go ahead, Bob. How are you today?
Fine, Greg. How are you? Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can. Yes, all I right. can. Go ahead.
Fine. Listen, when you talk about Eisenhower, you're talking about a man that knew that we had over 6,000 American POWs being held against their will in 1953 when the Korean armistice was signed. He knew this because his military aide, who was in charge of POWs, Colonel Corso, told him in his office with the Secretary of State, Johnson, that we're not going to get these 6,000 men back unless we get back their prisoners, which Eisenhower said, no, we can't do that. We're going to keep the 80,000 we got. They can keep the 6,000 they've got, and we'll call it even. Well, that was a lie because they could have come home if only we would have turned over the prisoners they were holding on their side. from their side. We didn't do that. We walked away from the whole issue, and what Eisenhower did was he asked Colonel Crossley, he says, what do we do about this, Colonel? He says, I suggest we don't tell the families of these 6,000 men. I suggest we go missing, presumed dead. He declared them all missing, presumed dead, so Eisenhower says, go ahead and do that. And that's exactly what happened in 1953. But that was only a truce now, Greg. That wasn't a peace treaty. And now North Korea and China and Japan and South Korea and the United States is coming to an agreement where North Korea will put away their nuclear issue as long as they get what they're looking for from us, which is money, which is oil, which is medical aid, and food. And in return, President Bush says he may sign a peace treaty with North Korea. But he cannot sign a peace treaty because the issue of prisoners has never been settled. I had a 20-year dialogue with the North Koreans. And then every time I met with them in New York, they've always said that the peace treaty is the only thing that they need to do business with this country and to put an embassy in their country, but they can't sign it as long as the issue is hanging over their head.
So what happened to these 6,000 men, including your brother, who you knew was alive? There were sightings of him. That's how you started your quest. You promised your mother on her deathbed that you would find your younger brother.
Right.
And that was 50 years, almost 50 years ago.
Right.
What a trail and what a story of lies and deceit throughout the 50 years. But tell us, go back to that, how you found out your brother was alive.
Well, I found out after working all those years and not getting any answers from the government. I decided to ask Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina to set up a meeting with Reagan and myself in the White House. What I got in the White House wasn't Reagan. I said hello to him, but he went the other way. I got Admiral Bud Nance. And Nance was the National Security Advisor for Reagan at the time in 1983. And after we met for about an hour and showed him evidence and everything else about this, his answer to me was, what do you want us to do, start a war over these men? I said, no, all we have to do is sit down and negotiate for them. That's all the North Koreans ever wanted. He said, well, we can't do that, and that was the end of it. So I went into federal court. I told him I was going to sue the government. I did. I sued the government, went into federal court, won my case, presented the evidence I had, plus the federal judge in my case ordered the United States attorney to get some evidence out of South Korea on the 38th parallel that the admiral was holding over there. His name was Admiral Storm. And within 2 weeks, he told the U.S. attorney, he says, I want this in 2 weeks. If I don't get this material in 2 weeks, I'm putting you away for a long, long time, along with some other people in the government. This is in my federal court case. 2 weeks later, he came into federal court and dropped a big bunch of papers in my lap and gave some to the judge. And what it was that the 38th parallel commander, Admiral Storm, said, we're holding, the North Koreans are holding and the Chinese are holding thousands of our prisoners. And we've been negotiating for them since 1953. So that's what happened in my federal court case when I went into court.
That's a landmark federal case.
Yes,
so you were
it is.
One to ever go to federal court and get a ruling in favor for your brother that they did lie. But tell us how they twisted it then. Made it a non-victory.
Yeah, it was a non-victory because I was a prevailing party. They changed the status to prisoner of war, then they presumed him dead again. And I went back into court and I said to the federal judge, I said, how could you make a man a prisoner of war? And he was alive in 1953 when the armistice was signed. And now they turn around and presume him dead, and the judge said to the U.S. attorney, go back and find out about this. So the U.S. attorney went back to Washington, came back a week later, and he said to the judge, he said, Your Honor, if they don't hear from you after 1 year, they can declare you dead if there's no evidence. But the judge said there was evidence. The man was alive in 53 and taken away by the Chinese. That's from the Pentagon itself. That's where the evidence lies. But the judge turned around and he said to me, listen, I'm sorry about this, but you'll have to go back into court for a presumption finding of death. So I did. I went back into court in 1993 in the District of Columbia, which I made a big mistake. I should have stayed in Hartford, Connecticut, where I was the first time. I went into the District of Columbia and opened up a presumed dead case, missing presumed dead case, and the U.S. attorneys told the federal judge in Washington, Judge Hubert Green, that they were the prevailing party in Connecticut. I wasn't. I was a total lie. But the judge believed them instead of looking in the records to find out I was a prevailing party, so he threw it out of court. So I never went back. That was the last time I went back.
And that was 93. But you didn't stop there. You've made numerous trips to Capitol Hill trying to testify before committees, showing evidence not only of your brother, but of those other 6,000 missing, those other prisoners, 6,000 in the Korean War. But this didn't stop there. There were family members from World War II, the Vietnam War, who've come forward with the same stories. And it's just amazing to me that they don't live up to it. Even McCain and Kerry, who have declared themselves war heroes, are hiding the truth, correct?
I'm glad you brought up McCain and Kerry, because in 1991, the Rules Committee in Washington formed a committee for POWs and MIAs, and because the Democrats were in office at the time under Clinton, Senator Kerry became chairman of the committee. He wanted that chairman badly, because once he became chairman, and Bob Smith, the senator from New Hampshire, was a Republican, became vice chairman, Kerry had the say-so of everything. He made the last decision on everything. And John McCain was happy because they could not look at John McCain's records when he was a prisoner of war in Vietnam. Because John McCain, when he was in Vietnam, gave 32 propaganda broadcasts to the Vietnamese. This is all on record. And he went into the Senate right after this hearing started, and he got the United States Senate to classify all of his material on his background in a prison camp, along with every other prisoner of war from Vietnam that came home. So nobody could look at it. So Kerry and McCain, those two right there, started to shut down the hearings on our memory, and they found out Live America was being held in Vietnam, Laos, North Korea, China, and the Soviet Union. This is 1991 and 92 now. So the last hearing of the day, the 1992, was on Korea. And when they had all this live evidence coming before his committee, John Kerry and McCain, you should have seen McCain get upset when somebody had evidence and said these men are still living in North Korea and Laos. He'd get up and his face turned red, turned around and walked in back of the curtain. And he wouldn't come out until about an hour later when there was another witness that didn't have as much material to present. I testified before that committee. I gave them evidence on my brother and the other men, and he didn't like that, so he walked away before I was able to give him the evidence. The only person that heard me was Senator Smith from New Hampshire. All the other council members, or whatever you want to call them, committee members, walked away, every one of them.
And one important,
this is a true story.
Yeah, McCain, then he declares himself a war hero.
Yeah.
But then classifies his records. And I've had people come on that talk about what really went on in Vietnam. He was given cushy treatment. In fact, might not have even been there for a year or two. And sent
Let me
to,
ask you a question, Greg. If you were a prisoner of war for 5 or 6 years, like you said he was, and you got mistreatment and was tortured, why would you volunteer to stay an extra couple of years to be with your buddies if you were tortured all that time? Would you volunteer another 2 years instead of coming home?
No.
He was supposed to come home with the first group, but he said, I volunteered to stay 2 more years because I didn't want to leave my buddies. You believe that one? I'll tell you another one. This is in his record. And by the way, it's on TV right now, this week. He got a new commercial out about his captivity. He said he stayed behind because he wanted to be with his friends. That's a total lie. You talk to ex-POW from Vietnam, they'll tell you he's lying.
Yeah,
this, this is what he's putting out in public.
Yeah, and one family member said that he wasn't even seen for a year, and they think he was taken somewhere to in Eastern Europe.
Yeah, right. They did. Listen, they did the same thing with Mr. Downey from Connecticut when he was a CIA pilot, a CIA operative, and was shot down in Manchuria in 1952. And he went into a Chinese prison camp, and this comes right from Steve Keeble, who testified before Kerry's committee, because he was in that same prison camp. And you know what they did with him, the Chinese? They sent him to the Soviet Union to go to college, a university, Moscow University. And then he come back, and then he go back again in 3 or 4 months, and he come back again, because he was a collaborator of the Chinese. He told them everything they wanted to know, and he told the Russians what everything they wanted to know about our CIA and this country.
Right. And we'll get back, Bob. We have to take a short break. Come back after this short message on the Investigative Journal with Bob Dumas. Back in 3 minutes.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Back on the Investigative Journal, and Bob Dumas is my guest. Bob, let's finish up with McCain in this half hour. In the second half hour, maybe I'll take some phone calls if the phone system's working properly. And also, I want to get into how you were treated by the media and then the updates on what's going on with this video you have out, as well as what's happening on Capitol Hill as we speak regarding the POW issue. But first, McCain, if he was a war hero, if he really was, why did he then cover up his records so people don't really find out what really went on there? Now, secondly, if he is in the camp of supporting American prisoners of war, which he was one of them, why hasn't he helped you? He's never come forward to help you, and he, in fact, covers the issues, doesn't he? Are you there, Bob? Bob Dumas. I think
Hello?
I might have...
Hello?
Yeah, Bob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Did you hear my question?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I heard your question about McCain.
Go ahead.
Why didn't he help me and help everybody else that went before that committee? Well, let me tell you something about John McCain. When the House of Representatives passed the Missing Persons Bill in 1993 or 94, where they had a vote of 404 House members to nothing, to pass this bill on a Missing Persons Bill for POWs and MIAs, whereby when the bill was passed and the Senate got it, they turned around and they were ready to pass the bill to the Senate to back up the House, and it would have been signed by Clinton at the time. But what Senator McCain did, Greg, he went into the Senate, had a meeting with the Senate, heads of the Senate, and he said to them, he got them to turn around and change the whole missing persons bill. In the missing persons bill, it says if you're a family member like myself, you could get an attorney, a lawyer from the government, paid for by the government, to investigate everybody's background that was a prisoner of war in Korea and Vietnam and World War II. Well, he had that changed. He had everything taken out on his Vietnam experience with all the POWs from Vietnam and had everything classified. Everything's classified. You cannot look at his background at all till the end of time. The only way you can get his background out is if the Armed Services Committee holds hearings on Korea and Vietnam, World War II, and subpoenas it right out of there and bring it before the committee. And you know, between you and I, he's going to do everything in his power to keep this hidden from the American people because he's nothing but a first-class rat, R-A-T.
Right, and there's
no
business being in the Senate and even considering running for president. If he can't even live up to this issue, what else is he lying
about? Why did he go before Kerry? And this is true. You can look it up. It's in the minutes of the meeting. Why did he go before Kerry and ask Kerry to close the hearings down on Live America from Vietnam, Laos, and Korea? Because you know where this comes from? This is in the documentary, www.missingpresumeddead.com, that we've had out for 2 years to every senator and congressman, and we haven't heard from anyone yet. But why did he go? Why did he go to Kerry? And McCain went to Kerry, and Jim LaSueur, who was the chief of staff for Senator Helms, testified on this film that we have that John McCain went to Kerry and asked him to close all hearings down on Live America. And LaSueur said, Jim LaSueur said, why would you want to do this if you're a former prisoner of war? Why would you want to close the hearings down on all the evidence coming before the committee on Live America still being held? Why would you want to do that? Yeah, that's a true story. You can look it up in the minutes of the meeting.
Did he respond?
Kerry?
Yeah.
Yeah, he closed the hearings down 2 days later. That's how he responded. He closed them down. And then what did he do? He went to Clinton and opened the door for trade with Vietnam, remember?
Yeah.
And Clinton signed it that he could do trade with Vietnam, and McCain went right along with Kerry. Two rats in a hole, both of them.
Yeah. So Kerry, another supposed war hero.
Supposedly. Yeah, but if you talk to the men who were with him, it's a different story.
Yeah, here's another guy that shouldn't even be in the Senate over this issue.
You know what? He didn't run for president this time because he knows he wouldn't make it. And John McCain's running, but the veterans are not in favor of him anyway because they know him too well now, what he tried to do to our prisoners.
Yeah, and that's interesting. And how many estimated Vietnamese prisoners are
right now, this is the truth. I got it right in front of me. I'm looking right at it now.
Okay.
CIA.
I'm talking about Americans in Vietnam. Go ahead.
Yeah. Intelligence report 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005. 4 years in a row. Okay? The intelligence report says there's over 150 live American soldiers from the Vietnam War being held in Laos right now. And in Vietnam, there's almost 600 being held right now in Vietnam. That's not counting the thousands that were taken out of Vietnam and Laos and taken into China in 1980. The war was over 8 months, 7-8 months, when they took 1,000 and brought them into China. Now we just got evidence again this week that there were over 3,000 taken out of Vietnam into China. Honest to God, it's all documented by the CIA. But you know what?
I've had a couple family members from the Vietnam War come forward and echo your story.
Yeah.
That they've been lied to. And it just goes on and on and on.
It never stopped.
Your brother, how old would he be now if he would still be alive?
Well, he was 19 when he was captured. He's 15 months younger than me. He would be 7, and July 21st, it's coming July 21st, he'll be 76 years old.
Okay. And I'll tell you what, if our government told the truth, he might have been back in this country when he was 20 years old. We'll be back on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Government. The man in a trench coat, batch out laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Took out a kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pigpen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Okay, we're back. My guest is Bob Dumas, telling about the sad story about American government and its major politicians who have lied about the POW issue, leaving many men behind. That's one of the big mottos of our government and our military. We don't leave one man behind. That's a lie. One of many they've done. They've given the American people over the years. Bob, this issue really illustrates, and I want to just touch on this. We're talking about another war in Iraq right now. And you know what's happening? Basically, probably the same thing. If they lose prisoners there, they're not going to help them. What would you tell the American people, mothers and fathers who have children now? I consider this to be an illegal war. So do many others. What would you tell them just by how you've been treated over the years? I know you served your country honorably at one time, but you've changed your mind about what you think their real motives are, haven't you?
Yes. I'll tell you why, too, because if you look at Vietnam, Iraq now, it's been 29, almost 30 months since we had anybody missing in Iraq. And that was a young fellow, I forget his name, Maupin, I believe it, M-I-U-P-O-P-I-N. Mm-hmm. He's been missing for 29 months, and you haven't heard a word about him. You don't hear the government or the Pentagon asking for him or the State Department. You don't hear nothing about this poor guy. And he's been missing for 29 months. And no one else has been missing for 29 months. And we've had battle after battle after battle after battle of insurgents all over the place in the city of Baghdad, Kabul, Tikrit, all over the place. And you don't read nothing. And if you did have anybody missing, you're not going to know it anyway. Because we were never told for years and years and years that we had men alive in North Korea for 50 years. And the man that found that out was a Pentagon analyst by the name of In Sung Lee. Remember him?
Yeah.
In Sung Lee said what I said in 1996 about live Americans being held against their will in North Korea and China. There are hundreds still there. This is 2006. He said this again in 2006. What I said in 96 is more so today. There are hundreds of Americans still being held against their will, and the government knows it, our own government. But what did they do to this poor analyst and investigator? They pushed him out into another department. From that department, he went to another department. And finally, he spoke out only about 7 months ago when he said this about hundreds of men still being held against their will. They gave him a good job to keep his mouth shut. They gave him a job as head of Homeland Security in the District of Columbia. Honest, I'm not
kidding.
Yeah,
amazing.
It's amazing what the government. And listen, I want to say one thing, Greg. Four months ago, I wrote a letter and sent a copy of the documentary we have to former President Bill Clinton in New York. I sent him this film, and a month later, he wrote me a letter. And I just want to read you two paragraphs, one on the top and one on the bottom, okay?
Okay.
This is what he says. Dear Bob, well, I've known him anyway for years. I met him in Chicago. I met him in New York. I met him in Washington when he was president. He says, Dear Bob, thank you very much for taking the time to share your documentary with me. Throughout my presidency, I called upon all Americans to join me in remembering the proud individuals who traded their liberty to preserve our own. We must honor the courage and the service of the sons and daughters of America who have been held as prisoners of war. And on the bottom, he says, I applaud you for your unwavering dedication to this cause, and I'm impressed by the courage you've shown in facing such a tough personal challenge. Thank you for writing. I hope that with the continued comfort and support of your loved ones, you'll find closure. What is he talking about, my loved ones? It's Congress and him that have to get these men home, not my loved ones. Closure?
Yeah,
what closure?
Like just...
There isn't going to be any closure until we get an honest president and a Congress that's able to turn around and ask North Korea, China, and Vietnam and Laos to get these men back and negotiate. We never negotiate with anyone.
To admit to these lies over the years, too. I mean, we got to hold them accountable for what they've done. I mean, some of these men may never come home. They died over the years. Yeah.
Yeah, we started with 6,000 in Korea. That some went to China, some went to the Soviet Union, some stayed in North Korea. Well, out of 6,000, if we got about 800 left out of 6,000, that'll be a miracle. But we do have 200 to 300 still in North Korea. This is incidentally the analyzer. An investigator, the one they shoved from agency to agency to agency. And the only reason he didn't get fired is because if he did, he's going to go public, in other words.
Yeah, and you know what I want to do? I'm going to spend some time talking about how this video came about. You first got together with another man to do this, and then something strange happened there.
Yeah.
And then let's talk about this video. Go ahead. Then I want to get into 2020 and some of these other issues.
Yeah, we've had 6 people died of heart attacks in this story in the past, I would say, 21 years. And then recently we had 2 missing we can't find. I started this in 2003. I started this with a fellow by the name of Larry Jolodon, who was a USA Today editor. He worked for a lot of newspapers all over the country.
He called me up one day and said,
well, how would you like to do a story on your brother and the other men that never came home? He says, I know they're there. We know they're there. He says, I've seen your evidence, and I have evidence of my own. He said, well, start filming it, and we'll make a documentary out of it. And he says, we'll get to the American people with this, and they'll know the truth after all these years. So I started with them. We filmed up and down the East Coast, the Midwest, the Far West, everywhere we could think of to get evidence on these men, interviewed people all over the place. And then we're almost about a month to go before it was finished. And he was called to Vietnam, not Vietnam, sorry, Bosnia, Yugoslavia, because he was an interpreter for the French government. And he was carrying the message in English back to the American general in Bosnia because the American general couldn't speak French.
And what
so
was his
an interpreter.
Name? Bob, what was his name?
Larry Jolidon.
Okay, go ahead.
J-O-L-I-D-O-N. He wrote a book about Korea called Believed to Be Alive. All these men were still living. Most of them, anyway. But what happened was I got a phone call from his sister, Mimi, on a Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock in the morning. She said, Bob, Larry passed away yesterday. I said, that's not possible. The guy was in perfect condition. He was a runner, a marathon runner, besides his job. He says he did, and they cremated him in the afternoon yesterday. I said, who gave him permission to cremate him? She said, I didn't. And about a week later, the general brought a little box back to her in Rochester, New York, of his ashes, his remains. And so I get a call from Don North, who was a former correspondent for NBC News for 25 years. I talked to Don a couple of months ago, and he said, Bob, do you know where the tapes are that you and Larry did? I said, yeah, they're in Georgetown, Washington, D.C. I said, they're in a warehouse. I told him where it was. That's where Larry's books were, you know, the ones that didn't sell were still there. And he says, he calls me up a day later. He says, I went down there because he lived in Virginia across the river. And he said, I went to Georgetown in that warehouse. There's nothing there. Everything's empty. I said, well, that's where they were. And that was the end of it. Never heard no more.
Wow.
And Dan Rather, by the way, had a lot to do with this case. You remember him?
Yeah. Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, Dan Rather had a producer by the name of Linda Kim, a good friend of mine. I met her 8 years ago in New York. We had many meetings. Phone calls from all over the world when she was doing a story for 48 hours. And Dan Rather, of course, was ahead of 48 hours. And she used to call me up and tell me that she went to Dan Rather to do this story about our live Americans. And he said, stay away from Dumas. I don't want you talking to him. She asked him why. He said, because I told you not to talk to him. So she didn't. I didn't hear from her until about 2 months later. She called me up. She said, Bob, I can't talk to you no more. Mr. Rather has told me that I can't talk to you no more, and that was it. He said, but I'll tell you one thing. Even if I have to do this as a freelance producer, I will get this on the air somehow. Well, guess what? After she told me that, a week later, I called her up to ask her a question because she gave me a private number. And a lady answered at the other end in New York and said that Linda Kim resigned a couple of days ago. I said, do you know where she is? She went to Hawaii. Well, I had a correspondent in Hawaii, a friend of mine. He couldn't find her nowhere. Then the next week I called. They said she went to San Francisco. Well, I had my nephew who did the documentary in San Francisco, in Pasadena, went to San Francisco to check it out, and he couldn't find her nowhere. And we haven't seen her now in 27 months. She just disappeared. I went to South Korea. I had the South Koreans looking for her in South Korea, thinking she went back to South Korea, but she was born here. She was a South Korean American. She was born and brought up here. Beautiful girl, smart as a whip. She knew the story. She knew the evidence. I was giving it to her for 7-8 years. Everything I got, I sent a copy to her. And everything she got, she showed it to Dan Rather. But he said, stay away from him. I don't want you talking to him anymore. And that was the end of it. Honestly, God, that was the end of it.
He never covered that story at all then, correct?
No, not at all. Wait a minute. Hold on. After she disappears, right, about 6 months later, I get a phone call from Peter Van Sant. A correspondent for 48 hours. He says to me, I just picked up Newsweek magazine. You had a story in there in 2000. Melinda Kim, who worked for Newsweek magazine in China, she was the bureau chief in Beijing, China, he did a story on my brother and myself and the POWs that never came home. The hottest hitting story Newsweek ever had on live Americans that never came home. Well, guess what? 48 hours is owned by the Washington Post and Newsweek, right?
Right.
So what happened was, he said, would you like to go to North Korea with us? And we'll ask the North Koreans about your brother and the other men, because we, too, believe there's live Americans still being held in North Korea. This is only 27 months ago, or something like that, anyway. Anyway, he says, you'd be prepared to go. We'll take care of everything. You just tell us the story on the way, and we'll talk about it on the way. Well, guess what? He says, send me some documents to look at. I sent him 80 documents on live Americans in Laos, Vietnam, North Korea, China, and the Soviet Union. The next day he calls me back and he says, I'm going to be looking at these all weekend and I'll get back to you. Guess what? Never heard another word. That was the end of it. That was the end of it. I tried to contact him. He would never talk to me again. His producer never talked to me again. I was faxing them new stuff that was coming in, new evidence on Live American. Never heard another word. And then I got a letter 6 months ago from the editor-in-chief of 48 Hours, some lady by the name of Catherine something. She says to me, thank you for sending the story in. She said, but we don't have time to do it. We don't have the manpower. Can you believe that one? I'll tell you another one.
Go ahead.
But honest, that's what happened. That's a true story. I never lied about this. I was the only man that ever went into federal court in the history of this country on a prisoner's case and won it. No one has ever been done. It's been thrown out. 5,000 cases have been thrown out of federal court on the same issue I'm talking about. I only did it and went through it because I had an honest judge, a real honest judge.
Yeah.
That's what you need
let's
today.
Let's get into the new video that you have.
Yeah.
Tell people how they can get it, the name of it. And
yeah.
I've watched it. It's very good. And I recommend
it's called Missing, Presumed Dead. And it's www.missingpresumeddead.com. www.missingpresumeddead.com. And it's the hottest hitting documentary ever made on men missing in action in this country. And proven that these men were still being held against their will. When I said Jim LaSalle, remember him? 27 years of chief of staff of Senator Helms. And
right.
Senator Helms had him fired because he found live Americans in Vietnam, Laos, and China, and North Korea in 1991. And you know what Helms said when he found this out? He says, I want criminal indictment against anybody that left these men in the hands of the enemy. And Jim LaSalle says, you better get a lot of them because there were plenty of men involved here. He said they kept these men in captivity without negotiating for them. Guess
now,
what?
Now, tell us about, I think it's your nephew that helped you with this video and made
yeah.
it happen.
Yeah, well, that's in the video, but my nephew, Bill Dumas, was the director, and he wrote up the whole thing for us, and I asked him to take over for Larry Jardin when Larry passed away unexpectedly, like I said, and so I asked Billy to take it. I said, and keep looking over your shoulder, because this might be dangerous for you. Well, we've had a lot of repercussions since that time this film was being made. It took 3 years to make this film. We finished it 2 years ago. A copy was given to every senator and congressman, like I said, in Washington, by a gentleman by the name of Congressman Ron Paul of Austin, Texas. And Congressman Paul is going to be announcing for the presidency on April 1st. This is coming up. This is coming up. He's going to announce
right.
for the president.
So any response from any of the senators or congressmen?
No. All my congressmen, all my senators, when I question their office on it, we don't know what you're talking about. Well, they were all hand-delivered. They were all hand-delivered by the staff of Congressman Ron Paul. That's one of the reasons he's running, because of the lies that were given to him on this issue and all the other issues in Washington.
Okay.
I think he's a pretty honest guy myself.
All right. We're going to keep following that and see if anything ever comes of this issue. I mean, I know it's been in front of Congress. You expect any hearings to open?
Huh?
Are there any hearings planned?
Well, we've got 42 copies of the documentary, which they don't know anything about when they received it, and they still don't know anything about it. We've got 42 more copies that were supposed to be given to every House member on the Armed Services Committee, including my own congressman who just got elected, a Democrat, Ron Congressman Courtney from Connecticut. Well, they haven't been delivered. Congressman Bob Dorner, former Congressman Dorner, was supposed to deliver these. And I called Duncan Hunter's office. Remember him? He's running for president. I called his office last week, and they don't know anything about it. They don't know what I'm talking about. Nobody seems to know anything about prisoners of war. But if you talk about anything else but that, they know everything. But when it comes to our men, they know nothing.
Yeah, and it's 50 years you're trying to find your brother, and I know you'll never stop.
Yeah, and we're not talking only about men here. We're talking about women, too, you know.
Yeah.
Women that were left in the hands of the enemy in Vietnam. In Korea, in China. Yeah. Woman.
You know something, Bob? There's a lot going on in our country right now. What are your thoughts? You've seen, you've lived, you've served your country in, honorably, and you see what type of government that we now have in power, all of our rights being taken away with the Patriot Act, other things. What's your feelings about what's happening in general?
Yeah.
In a more general basis, outside of the POW issue.
Well, the one thing American people have to realize in this country, and I love my country like you do, it's the people that lied for years and years, for 60, 70 years, a lie started on everything in this country. Once it was perpetrated as a lie, it kept going. So every time a new president got in with new congressmen, new senators, they were given the same lie on everything. So you know today that we have more lies being thrown out there than you can ever realize in this country. Why we lie so much is beyond me. We're supposed to be the most freedom country in the world. We're supposed to be the most human rights country in the world. We have as bad a human rights as other countries do. Our human rights are terrible. They are terrible in this country. Because look at, you could just take, for example, like you said, the war, I don't believe in the war, what happened in Iraq. I'm against that 100%. I'm a veteran of the Korean War, two tours of duty. When they invaded Iraq, they didn't even look at our military. All he kept thinking about was invading Iraq for whatever reason. He wanted to invade it, but he didn't look at what we needed for military right. might.
Okay, Bob, we're going to take a short break, come back. We've got about 3 or 4 minute segment left with Bob Dumas. So we'll finish up after this 3 minute pause on the Investigative Journal.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Okay, we're back with my guest, Bob Dumas, who's fighting to get to the truth behind the prisoners of war who have been left behind and not accounted for. This is an incredible story that gets lost. That's why I bring Bob on every now and then to reignite some interest, because it's a very sad story for the families involved And it just shows you the callous nature of our government and the criminals that are actually running these wars. If they can't even protect and help their own soldiers, what do you think they do with people like us who aren't even in the military? They could care less. They have an agenda. We've talked about that on many different shows, about why they orchestrate these wars. But we're talking with Bob about people that suffer because of it. And his brother, what I consider a life taken away, Bob, and I've really, my heart is always open, and I say prayers for him all the time. But it, I know you must tear you apart when you think about it, right?
Yeah, because in my heart, in my mind, and I have a, I used to have a computer for a mind because I never looked at anything. I could rattle off anything you wanted. But now I'm getting older. I have to look at things sometimes in a different perspective. But he was alive in 1954, 55, 56. He was seen alive in 57 in a prison in North Korea, along with many, many other Americans. And all I can say is that all these years, I believe he was alive, and I still believe he's alive with these other men. Some of them died over the years. Many of them died over the years. But I still have in my heart that he's still living. And this country has never proven to me otherwise that he wasn't living. And all they did was presumed everybody dead when they knew they were living, and presumed them dead out of the whim of a president who said, well, we'll never get them back anyway, so we might as well presume them dead, which they did. And the same thing happened in Vietnam. Like John McCain, oh, there are no prisoners in Vietnam. Never were after I left. Well, he's a total liar. That's it, a total lie.
Yeah, and that's one good reason not to vote for this man.
Oh, you vote for this? You put this guy in office, you're going to be the sorriest person that ever walked in 2 feet. We got enough problems in this country right now, fighting three wars or two or three wars at one time. We're still in Bosnia, you know, Bosnia, Yugoslavia. We've got troops all over the world.
Yeah.
We've got troops in every country in the world. Why? Why do we have troops in every country in the world? Because we want to make everybody a democracy. You're never going to do that. You're never going to make Iraq a democracy. Afghanistan. There'll always be wars. Look at Russia. They got thrown out of there. And how powerful were they? And they still got thrown out.
Right.
Vietnam threw us out. We have no business being in these countries.
In our last few minute here, how can we get a hold of your video? Where can people get that?
Yeah, it's www.missingpresumeddead.com. www.missingpresumeddead.com. I can assure you, Greg, you saw the video.
Yeah.
It'll make hair stand on your head. Yeah. After what you see in this video, it's a true story. It's no fiction involved. And you know what? Every senator in Congress, we gave out 840 of these in Washington, D.C. We never heard back from anyone 2 years ago.
Yeah,
does that tell you anything about our Congress?
Yeah,
does that tell you anything about our men that run this country?
Well, I tell you, Bob, keep fighting, and I know that somehow, some way, it will get to the truth someday.
Oh, it's going to happen.
And I want to thank you. We're all out of time.
Thank you.
Okay, we're all out of time.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, that was Bob Dumas. All out of time this week on the Investigative Journal. We're going to be back next week, Monday, at 11 a.m. Central on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a good weekend. Until then, good afternoon.